The winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature is Abdul Razak Gurnah. He was born in Zanzibar during colonial rule in 1948. The Swedish Academy said this morning that Gurnah's novels explore the effects of colonialism in a way that's both uncompromising and compassionate. Let's bring in NPR's Neda Ulaby. Hi, Neda.
Hi. How you doing, Peter?
Pretty good, thanks. So Abdul Razak Gurnah, not exactly a household name across the United States. How well known is he in the literary world?
Well, Gurnah is a very distinguished writer, but you're right, he's best known in intellectual circles. He's the kind of writer whose books almost always get reviewed in the New York Times and The Guardian. His novel Paradise was nominated for the Booker Prize, and his writing tends to get described as sprawling but intimate. Gurnah's books take you into the lives of boys sold into slavery on the East African coast, black women who've immigrated to England from Africa in the 1950s, and the struggles and dreams of migrants.
So to what extent do his own experiences inform his writing?
Abdul Razak Gurnah fled Tanzania with his brother in the late 1960s. He was only a teenager. A revolution had left his country reeling, and Gurnah was part of a persecuted minority. He went to England, became a student, then a professor of postcolonial literature at the University of Kent, Canterbury. He started writing down fragments of his life, and that slowly evolved into really stunning fiction. We've got a reading from his book queued up. It's called By the Sea from 2001.
For centuries, intrepid traders and sailors, most of them barbarous and poor, no doubt, made the annual journey to that stretch of coast on the eastern side of the continent, which had cusped so long ago to receive the Muslim winds. They brought with them their goods and their God and their way of looking at the world, their stories and their songs and prayers, and just a glimpse of the learning which was a jewel of their endeavors.
Neda, is this the first time that a writer from Zanzibar has won the prize?
Originally from Zanzibar, yes. And not only that, this is the first time a black African writer has won since 1986, when Nigeria's Wole Soyinka was awarded the Literature Nobel. Since then, other Africans have won. James Coetzee and Nadine Gordimer won the prize. They're both white South Africans. Right. Gurnah is the first black person to win a Literature Nobel since Toni Morrison in 1993. For the past few decades, critics have really been pushing back on the Academy for what's been perceived as a really profoundly Eurocentric tilt. So this feels like a very welcome and overdue acknowledgement of great literature from a part of the world that does not get much attention.
Right. As you say, originally from Zanzibar, but he's lived in the UK for more than 40 years and he writes in English. Is it fair to call him an African writer?
Abdul Razak Gurnah has himself said that he doesn't want any label applied to him to fit too tightly. He writes out of an experience that defies any easy categorization. Gurnah does a lot of research in Africa, in Swahili. To call him a cosmopolitan writer feels a little cliche, but he's truly someone who lives and writes with an awareness of how easily borders can be put in between people and how easily they can dissolve.
Do you think it is fair to say that he was picked because his work resonates so much with the worldwide crisis that we're dealing with right now with borders and refugees?
You know, the Nobel Committee has made a big point over the years of saying that their selections are based only on literary merit and they're not responding to any kind of political situation of the moment. This morning, the head of the Swedish Academy said, look, exile and migration are nothing new, but Abdul Razak Gurnah's novels about the lives of uprooted and migrant people are going to be very, very interesting to a lot of readers right now.
NPR's Neda Ulaby, thank you so much.
Thank you.